Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Subversion and juxtaposition. What a combination! It's tempting to go full force on this, but instead, let's be strategic. Here's how we can use the best of subversion without going rogue and in really too risky territory. First up, focus on the higher cause. If folks are engaged with your purpose, they will trust what they find. The thinking, the search is worth it. This requires us, though, to think about what we advocate. So if you're not clear on that, this tactic won't work. Folks have to care about what they find. Second up, leverage. Heads up for a mini rant ahead here. Too many of us use edginess as a swagger. We think it makes our voice unique and that we stand out. My take? Don't let subversion be an orphan, just hanging out there all by itself. As mentioned in my post, Mark positioned himself as a musician turned social scientist. Don't know if that's on purpose, but it works. So don't be subversive just for the sake of being sly or edgy. Ask yourself, what does my being subversive lead to? And make sure those breadcrumbs you leave, they lead to something that makes you stand out. Here's the deal. Hiding things in plain sight not only engages our community, but also shows scarcity and innovation. But only if we move past using this tactic in our voice and bio and actually show some subversion. So again, ask yourself, what is missing in my arena and what can I hide in plain sight? Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.